Let's go back to Afghanistan, where the news this morning is that Ahmed Wali Karzai, half-brother of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, has been allegedly assassinated by a member of his own security detail. Joining us now is BBC correspondent Bilal Sawari. And Bilal, can you tell us what we know? Because there appears to be some facts which have changed or things that we still are not sure of.
Well, we have been hearing from members of Afghanistan's National Director for Security, which is the country's spy agency, family members and police officials, that Sardar Ahmad or Sardar Muhammad, head of Ahmad Wali Karzai's security detail, got into a verbal clash this morning. He arrived without his uniform. He had a pistol and he shot dead Ahmad Wali twice in the head and once in the chest. And as a result of that killing, one of the most powerful people in southern Afghanistan, as well as the brother of the president.
Well, let's talk a little bit about more about his power in southern Afghanistan and his efforts with NATO. We're told now by people associated with NATO that he was key in the effort to fight the Taliban in the south. Is that true?
Well, the U.S. government, in particular the Central Intelligence Agency, had a very, very close working relationship with him. I was down in Kandahar, and I saw American military commanders as well as NATO commanders actually having a very closer relationship with him, because Ahmad Wali, in their view, was crucial against the fight in the terror, fighting the Taliban. Obviously, there was a lot of controversy. He was accused of playing a leading role in the drug trade. He was often called as the Robin Hood of Kandahar. He was always accused of undermining the central government. In fact, most Kandaharis called him the real governor of Kandahar. He was a person who was also a strong base for President Hamid Karzai in that part of the country.
Well, we also have these claims of responsibility by the Taliban, and he himself said that he had had several attempts in his life and blamed the Taliban for those. I mean, this is a man who said that he went in fear of his life.
It's extremely difficult to speculate at this stage. I'm aware that the Taliban spokesmen have made that claim. They always do that. And in the past, a lot of these claims have been exaggerated. That being said, the former police chief of Kandahar, Khan Muhammad Mujahid, was killed by one of his bodyguards who had served him for 10 years, and he carried a suicide attack. And it turned out that, in fact, he was recruited by the Taliban. No one knows how long ago that recruitment took place, but probably several years ago. So at this stage, we really don't know. It's a possibility. It has happened. There have been cases of Afghan bodyguards turning against their leaders and commanders. In this case, Sardar was a very close relative of Ahmad Wali Karzai. He hailed from the Kurz district, from the same district where President Karzai and Ahmad Wali hails. So it's really, really difficult. He was leading 170 members of Ahmad Wali Karzai's personal security detail. He was a very trusted member of his team, and he was always with him. So the fact that he was not searched, the fact that he had a pistol, the fact that he did not have a hospital uniform means that they trusted him.
Bilal Sawari, a correspondent for the BBC, speaking to us from Afghanistan about the assassination of Ahmad Wali Karzai. Thank you, Bilal.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.